everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. Tonight, we have this really good show. All next weekend, Friday, we will be getting wrapped up for the Nusset Ball. And now we have the queen of the ball, the one that got everything started. You know, is Lucy Cole on Zeno Hospital. So let's welcome Lynn Herring. Hi. Lynn? Lynn? Hello? Yeah, again, okay. The cell number is 8508721. I'll call you right back. Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, Lynn Herring will be here in a second. No fan questions tonight. Because there's no time for that, but, you know, we will, be taking, your calls, Lynn calls, okay, alrighty, and let's see, yay, okay, everyone, you know who is the amazing, sexy, queen of the ball when it comes to the Nusset Ball. We could never have the Nusset Ball without Lucy Cole. So welcome, Lynn. I'm hearing. Hi.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Good, but it's true. I don't think we could have the Nusset Ball without Lucy.
Well, that's very nice. Near and dear.
Well, and have you been working on it, or is it, it's next week, so are you done taping everything?
Mm-hmm. Everything's finished shooting. It's all edited, ready to go. I've seen some of the pictures, the still pictures from it, and it was awesome. And it starts Tuesday. Tomorrow, Friday, we have a little bit of pre-ball stuff. I get to work with Dylan and Nikki, and I work with Nicholas and with Hayden, and we talk about the ball and the money on Friday's show. And then Tuesday, the actual red carpet kicks off, so you'll get to see everybody on the red carpet on Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I'm so excited because, you know, and I know every performance is going to be great. It's always so great. But I still think, you know, if you got Sunny up there and sing a song, do you know how the ratings might go through the roof? Mo up there and singing or whatever. You know, I've been tweeting that for years.
Well, you know what? I think it's pretty much Maurice's choice not to. the actors that do it really want to, and a lot of them have talent in singing from even their pre-General Hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll like these performances this year. The ball is a lot. It's realistic. It's truly what a hospital could put on instead
mm-hmm.
of trying to do over-the-top guest stars. We really use a lot of the people that are on the show instead of just some, you know, crazy off-the-wall things. I think people will, their numbers are genuine, and there's a couple that are pretty moving. I think people will really get a lot of pleasure out of them.
Well, yeah, this is, you know, like I said, fans look forward to every year, and last year it was in April, and this year is in May, and I'm serious for May sweeps. But what has been your favorite Nusset Ball that you've done over the last 12 or 13 years?
Oh, wow. Well, the first Nurses Ball that just accidentally started because of Luke getting Lucy to strip tease for money
mm-hmm.
was pretty – that was fun because the first one, the idea was – we haven't got enough money, what can I do? And then Luke, you know, starts calling out for Lucy to strip, and it was pretty, that was classy. I love that one. And then I think when we brought the AIDS quilt And it was really Wendy Rich being very brave about producing a show about young lovers with Robin and Stone, and then bringing the quilt and people that were actually enduring AIDS and living with AIDS. That was a huge one, too. So actually, everyone's pretty much a favorite, but the ones that really talk about the issues and making people think twice about AIDS and HIV and how people live with it, I love the idea of trying to integrate real life like that.
Well, yeah, and my favorite one was you a couple of years, well, more than a couple of years ago. The first and second one when you and Catherine, Mary, and Beth Evans have this rivalry, and you guys are singing together, and
I just saw her. We talked about the ball. That's so funny that you say that, because I sat by her at Deidre Hall, got a star on the Walk of Fame today on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, I'm so happy for.
It was a beautiful ceremony. I really enjoyed it. And Mary Beth and I sat together, and she brought up how much fun we had. That's so cool that you liked that one, because she loved doing that, and we laughed. It was great to catch up with her and congratulate her on her Emmys, because she's such a special person.
Oh,
but
yeah,
she talked about that number.
Yeah, she is so wonderful. And I love that Lucy is back in action. I miss you all these months. I was saying, where's my Lucy? This is unacceptable. But I don't want you with Scott. I don't want you with Baldwin. I don't. He's gonna
well,
bring
that's
you
okay.
Hall again.
I think he and Ava make a lovely couple. So, you know what? It was fun working with Jeannie and John, though. I think, you know, Jeannie's character and John's character, Kevin and Laura, are very. Kind of, they're strong, silent types, really, you know. They're very stoic, and they're very brave and interesting. And I think Scotty, for Laura, makes her a little more crazy and, you know, wild. And I think Lucy, for Kevin, does the same thing. So it's funny, we always talk about a quadrangle would be pretty hilarious, because we bring out different qualities in each character.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you put Bobby in the mix of everything.
Sure.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. I just love how, you know, no matter how much time has passed, all of you guys can just pick up where you left off. It's like, oh, I was just here yesterday, but not really. You make the views realize it, that there's no time has passed. And, but I was very sad that you didn't get to go say goodbye a look on the show. I would have loved seeing a look and Lucy scene, because you guys should have been a couple for like maybe a day for me. But yeah, how
we had a lot of
we
did have a lot of fun, and Tony and I, for some reason, the characters I think were just very different, as you know, and unique, and we had a mutual respect for each other that I wish we had. It's so tricky because there are a lot of scenes that I would have loved to have played, and sometimes I think the audience feels cheated out of not getting to see, not just for Lucy, I'm talking about for all the characters, you know, cheated out of not seeing something. And I know there's time limitations and they have a big cast, but sometimes the history, I think, should trump some of the other things, because it's so important to pay respect to you guys, because you guys are the ones that like and support the older characters. So I would have enjoyed that scene very much too.
Well, yeah, and you and Sunny, whenever you and Mo get in the scene, I love it. I'm like, yay! Lisa, you know, because I think it's, you know, really good. This year, for the nurses, are we going to see the guy taking off their clothes again? Can you just give that a little?
Well,
I
think they've already hinted about that, so I think it's okay if I tell you that it's most likely. And the number this year is a little different, and I think you guys will really like it. It's very, very sexy, even more sexy, if that's possible. So I think it's going to be a big hit again. It's pretty darn charming, so I can't wait for you to see it.
Well, yeah, and this, you know, I when I heard that they were coming back, the nurses bought, I'm like, yay, it's coming back, and I got really excited. And then I thought, oh no, what if Lucy ends up in underwear again? You know, I kind of feel sorry for you every year when you kind of, you know, end up
well,
in
you know,
underwear.
This year, we just have to wait and see, because it is, it's a funny bit, but also you can push bits too far sometimes and then bring them back again. So you'll have to see what you think about this year, because it's all that, you know, tradition is so good, but it's such a blend to bring new things in too. So I'm always curious. I know some people think, oh, all these numbers at the nurse's ball, you know, maybe they've done it one too many times. But I think the cause is still too good, and I think their tradition is good. And as long as we stick in other scenes, I think you guys are going to like the storyline that's woven through for a lot of the characters. There's a lot of wacky things that go on during the ball. So it's not just the numbers this year. It's a lot of really offstage things that happen, I think, that'll be enjoyable. I hope. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I was kind of upset that you didn't come back. I don't think you came back for Duke's Funyu.
When you say that, I didn't, and I wasn't asked. And a lot of people, you know, when Rafe died from the Port Charles connection, I wasn't there,
mm-hmm.
and Duke's funeral and, like, Tony saying goodbye, that's never my choice. I of course, if they asked,
I
would come back. So, because I love being there when important events like that have so much history. They're so rich in history.
Well, yeah, because last year I thought Duke and Lucy was going to end up really together. I thought they were, because you kind of understood where he was going with Zuli and Zulom, and Zuli needed to be taken down. But you kind of accepted. You kind of accepted Ian, Duke, for that. And I'm like, Anna wasn't really cooperating, and, you know, but yeah, I mean, I think they missed you guys by a mug. Having kind of, even a Duke and Lucy one-night stand would be great.
Yeah, there's something, I think, about characters that have had a lot of bad things happen to them and have caused bad things to happen. There's a mutual admiration society there, too, where you kind of know the past. So Duke's dark past didn't throw Lucy. I mean, come on, what? Remember Olivia, mm-hmm. Jerome and the dad, and Lucy was with the mom,
mm-hmm.
for a while, too, so that didn't scare her at all.
No, and that's what I absolutely loved about it, because, you know, I just enjoy, you know, I'm not going to say the old people, because I got in trouble with that last time, but the fan favorites coming back, I really did get in trouble for that. The fan favorites coming back for this, you know, it needs to happen. And I think until, you know, they can find the stop of AIDS, I think Zeno Hospital has to do this every year, like an education important storyline.
I think so. I do. I think it's important. And I think that balance is really hard. I wish they could balance it better, because I'm like you. I was a viewer from way back, you know, like I've said many times. I watched Ken as Scotty back when I was in high school. And I know what it means to love characters and love good story. And so I always think it's a shame that they don't have more of a balance. Some, I know they try, but it's hard to have the history and the new people, because we got to keep the show going. So you want a lot of new people and bring in,
mm-hmm.
young people, but you got to tie that history. And I'm telling you, I get it, because I'm a fan from way back too.
Were you a big fan of Luke and Loa way back?
No,
so,
you know, I always liked. I had problems with some of those stories back then,
mm-hmm.
with Luke and Laura, and so I liked the Scotty and the bad boys. I always enjoyed, you know, a lot of the bad boys, like Ricky Dean Anderson. You know, I thought Demi Moore,
yes.
was so great.
Mm-hmm.
All the kind of, and then I did watch Young and Restless when it started too, back in high school, and that was really fun. So I did like many of those actors way before I even knew soaps were in my future.
What about Dave? I mean, obviously your husband, we know some people.
yeah.
I would love to interview him one day. That's kind of a pipe dream of mine. But, you know, I got mad when Wayne left. And then he came back as a different person, and I was not happy.
Hard thing, too, for you guys. I'm the same way, too. He wasn't happy either. He would have loved it. You know, Roman was such a unique and special character, and that was difficult. And I think it's hard on all of us, because we're really suspending believability and asking you guys to buy into a lot. And a lot of times it works, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, that's just going to be the way it goes. That's just life.
Well, it's like I always tell everyone, people remember stuff, like from 20 years ago. They might not remember science and math in high school like I do, but I can tell you 20 years ago what was happening on General Hospital, you know. If they
well, don't you think that's part of the emotions because it's tied into feelings instead of just, you know, some of the rote work? It's the feelings that I hope we give, you know, the viewers, make you remember a lot of those memorable scenes like that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's this, you know, really good, and I love it. And when
what do you think about
always...
Amy? Do you like? I had a hard time at first calling the nurse Amy. It was tough because I thought, boy, Shell was such a outstanding, different character. But I think it's honoring her in a lot of ways too. I know people have mixed feelings about it, but to bring her memory up and talk about her is pretty special because she was so much fun to work with around that nurse's tub.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like it, but I kind of don't. And the only reason I'm saying this is because they never, you know, it's like about 6 months ago it says, Paisley Nurse Amy. And I'm like, wait a moment, really? Nurse Amy passed away in real life. So that's for me. I'm like, but yeah, I want to give this new Amy a chance. And,
of course.
You know,
we
need kind of characters like that. And before I bring on my co-host, I was watching on YouTube the other night, and maybe I still am, but I watched you when Beasley died. And you were just finding out, and, you know, Lucy's, like, talking about everything like, you know, Lucy does. And then, you know, it got stopped in your tracks. And that was one of the most emotional things I have ever seen you do. And I still want to know where your Emmy is because for that,
that's so nice.
Everyone should have got an Emmy that year who was all involved in the Beasley.
Oh, that was such a magical time. You're right. Everybody worked so hard to make it believable, and it was such an emotional. That just it's so nice you brought that up because it really unites. You can talk to, you know, Christina or Brad or Jackie or anybody involved in the story, and it's shorthand. You don't even have to say anything. You just say BJ storyline, and we all go there. You know, it's such that was magical time for everybody. We just thought the work was so great to be able to do.
Yeah, and it was just the thing I loved. I mean, it was hard one scene, and it was hard. But at the end of the day, everyone was throwing out of the park. Everyone was hitting the home run for that storyline. It's like, I always say, okay, when there's a bad storyline that happens, you know, you get the whole cast involved.
But yes, and you said it. You definitely said it. I loved, you know, today at Deidre's Walk of Fame thing, Wayne and Deidre and Teo and John Delancey, all these characters sat around chatting, and I love listening because the connection over storylines like that lives with them forever, too. You know, you're always connected together like a family. So when you say that, it just it makes me feel so lucky that I've gotten to be a part of that.
Well, yeah, and... You know, and, I mean, obviously you were at Deidre's, you know, Walk of Fame, but I'm like, maybe Lucy can go Deidre for life for a couple of days and, like, drive, like, Drake Hogan, who's on, Crazy, or Steve, Stephen Nichols, or, like, what, just for a couple of days, but I know, you know.
They're not good at the network crossovers. Now, remember they did that with All My Children. They would have some GH people, and then, of course, Port Charles, we tried to keep that going, but it was so hard to keep the storylines in chronological order. But it is fun to see people out of nowhere all of a sudden appear. That's very interesting.
Well, it is, and I'm like, oh, that would be so cool. And I know you have a limited time, but do you mind taking a call from my co-host?
Sure,
he has a cousin. Okay.
Sure.
Lynn Herring.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pardon me?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. First off, I got to tell you, and I'm speaking as one actor to another, although mine is community theater based, you got a range, lady. You got some chops that just won't quit, and I love it when they give you material, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the next.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. Thank you.
I just had to say that. You've mentioned history several times, and oddly enough, my favorite storyline ever from the show is, I must be in the minority on this, but it was the Laurelton murders.
That's funny. That's nice you say that, because I was thinking back to complicated stories where people really were paying attention to all the little clues, remember, and the intrigue.
Yep.
And they wrote that, the Monty sisters, you know, Gloria and Norma, the writers came up with such an intricate story that every day was interesting to play, and you didn't know who was going to be the murderer. It was, and a lot of times I think soaps have gotten a bad name. We don't do murder stories always well, or it's just to get rid of somebody, or it's too long or too fast. I agree. I thought that one was so well constructed. I'm glad you thought that.
I had always dug it for just because, I mean, as a writer also, it just completely intrigued me the way they did it. But I hadn't seen it in donkey's years, and I found maybe about 2 years ago the entire edited version of that entire story on YouTube and watched it. Now, I don't know if it's still there, because ABC, the mouse has said no. But that being said, I got a quick question for you about your character, because I still don't know the answer to this. When Lucy first came on, you know, the Nazi librarian, and then all of a sudden the transformation, was the transformation in your mind, knowing your character, was that because that's who she really was all along, or was that just a change and she finally said to hell? And I'm just
no,
gonna go
you know, that's
route.
It's such a good question, because they never really flushed that out, because we were that like, you know, the character wasn't supposed to be there very long, and it was more about getting that Laurelton murder case and the Kevin and Patrick brothers moving along. And I always believed, since they didn't really define it, it was that was always in her, and she wasn't happy as the mousy librarian. She wasn't getting very far in life, and she wanted to succeed at something, and that Kevin character kind of brought out, and Patrick, that more sexy, driven, kind of ambitious side of her, and I think he allowed it to come out. So I think it was kind of a both, almost like a two-sided coin, where that shyness and that insecurity will always be there. You know, Lucy's been a social climber and wanting people to like her, as many people do. I think that's why sometimes people identify with Lucy, even as wacky as she is, that you want to be liked. And she just has never found that niche that she feels completely secure. So I think she was both, really, using that and being mousy at the same time.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad, finally I get the perspective from the actor herself, because it was a little, you know, confusing, but I never thought for a moment that they just hadn't gone deep enough into it. I thought maybe it was a purposeful thing. So thank you for your insight on that. It's much appreciated. I have to say, I did drop out, and I didn't watch because of work schedule and everything for quite some time. So I missed all the stuff, including a picture that I saw of you in a gigantic red hat.
Oh, yeah, that was a special time, too. that was a good one with Alan Quartermain. That's one of her social climbing days. That was definitely when she was trying to be the belle of the ball, and it backfired.
I was sad that it backfired. I'm turning on you, Dan, because I want to bring our other co-host, David, on really quick. Could David have a quick question?
Absolutely.
And,
Lynn, thank you.
David is
thank
in
you.
Love with Lynn Hearing, and I will be dead if I don't do this.
Oh,
okay,
that's
Tony,
fine.
I will be, I will bring him on. 954, you're on the air, David.
Hello, Lynn, how you doing?
Hi, David, how are you doing?
I'm good, I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you. That's so nice. It is, really.
Yeah, I love it. I've been watching since you started on the shows in 85.
Nice. Thank you.
You played on the Paramount show with Dick Clark. What was I working on that?
Dick Clark?
Yeah.
He asked about Dick Clark.
You know what?
Yeah.
He was the most charming man, and I was so lucky because we did the Pyramid. I got to do the Pyramid, $100,000 Pyramid, several times, and he was so nice. And then he asked me to do bloopers a couple times and host with him. And he was so much fun and so professional, though. And the only secret that I've told it before is that he did use his cue cards very well, And he told me to always read my cue cards. Don't try and ad-lib, because then it would look like he's reading his cue cards. So I always had to read my cards properly, and I couldn't go off the script too much because he didn't want people to know that he was using cue cards at all. So we always had this little deal, and he would wink at me on the commercial breaks that I was doing okay. So he was a gentleman and charming as can be.
Who would like to take the wedding to Allie? The big red dress.
Sorry, there was like static or something. Say that again.
David, what did you want to ask?
Was like take the wedding to Alan Quartermain. We had a big white dress on.
Oh, what was the book like? Alan Quartermain.
That was so much fun. We, you know, and we the kicker is a lot of the crew, when we filmed that, they thought Lucy was getting married for real to Alan Quartermain. You know, this was going to be a white dress, and we didn't even tell them when I came down the stairs and had the red dress. Some of the crew just kind of gasped. It was so funny because they started giggling behind the camera. They didn't realize what we were doing. So it was a treat for them, too, because it was such an out. It was out of the ordinary just a bit to see that crazy lace red dress and that big hat.
Well, yeah, okay. It was. Okay, David, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you,
I'm going to put
Thanks,
you back
David.
Out.
Thanks, David. I hope to talk to you again sometime. Thank you so much.
Okay, I know you have to go, but do you think we can have you back maybe in the fall, or maybe in a month or two, talk about this year's Lucid Ball? And
sure.
You know,
sure.
Okay, because, yeah, I will make it a day. Maybe you can stay a little longer, which I totally understand.
That'd be fun. I'd like to get you guys' opinion on what you think, you know, of the ball, and then ideas about what we can do to make it better. You know, always I love to hear feedback because, you know, the writers try so hard to find fun numbers, and then, like I said, the story that's woven in between. So it'd be fun to see what you guys think, because I think this year is just a simpler, nicer ball that I think you'll enjoy. There's a little bit fewer dresses, but you get to see them more and see our hair and makeup department work so hard to make the hair and makeup match the dress. And sometimes it was so frenetic, those fast changes, you didn't even get to see their hard work. So I think this year with fewer dresses, you'll enjoy the fashion more of everybody, I hope, because it's really their fine work that I want people to appreciate. So I hope that's the case.
Yeah, please let you secretary or your PR person,
okay,
Cynthia. Let Cynthia know that we are going to have you on after the nurses ball because, you know, like I said, you and Zachy Zeman. I know I'm not supposed to have favorite interviews, but
oh,
both
that's
of
so
you
nice.
Always are my favorites. And you know, I love the Bobby and Lucy relationship. I love it. One moment you guys can hate each other.
I know.
And the next, you guys are fine. And I feel bad for Felisa a couple of years ago when you guys were wanting to kill each other. I'm like, this is not going to be good.
No. I know. And I hope, you know, that's the key, is that I hope this year coming after the ball, there's not a lot yet that I've seen for Jackie and myself and Christina, but I hope, you know, through the summer and maybe the fall there'll be something fun. It'd be so great for the three of us to do something together. That would be really fun.
Well, you know, yeah, and that's what, you know, a lot of people love because, you know, I was reading really quick Soap Opera Digest last week, and they asked everyone, how did you ever tell your boss you were pregnant? And I think it was you that said, well, I kind of had to say something. But also Zachy and Christina was pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, it was all three of us. That was a scary time for all. They went first, and I was the last one. I thought, this is going to bomb. I'm in big trouble.
Well, you know,
because fine.
I'm like, well, no, because there must have been something in the bottle. Because
yes,
it doesn't
in the makeup chair, I think.
Yeah, it does happen on soap.
It does.
Oh,
well, I'll let Cynthia know for sure.
Oh, perfect. But I love the pictures about your house and your ranch.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So,
well,
you know, I'm jealous. I would love living on a farm. Okay, I wouldn't want to milk the cows or do any work, but I would love to. I love riding horses, so
that
is so cool.
I do, too. I do too. All right,
okay.
Well, you take care, and then tell everybody back there hi, and we'll be in touch, and I hope you enjoy the ball.
Okay, thank you. Have
a
great night.
Carly. Good night.
Okay,
take care
bye-bye.
So much. Okay, bye.
Okay, people, that was Lynn Herring, Lucy Cole. I apologize from the bottom of my little heart that you guys didn't get Bobby, I am so sorry. Bobby, I promise I will make it up to you. I promise I will make it up to you.
As long as she is coming back to the show soon, that'd be in the next couple of weeks or not, that's fine by me. I know with her schedule and your schedule, it's going to be hard to find an open date, an open night.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we will. And okay, and tomorrow night on Daytime After Dark, there are so many good primetime cancellations that has been happening for the last week and a half, and we need to talk about this. You know, a lot of people are mad at ABC for Nashville and Castle, and I'm still mad at them. So, you know, we are going to be talking about that. We are going to be talking about, what's it going to call it? All that, and we will be talking about Alexis and Sunny and, you know, what everyone thinks. And I think since Alexis wants to lie in bed with Zillian, no, she's done for. Sunny does not have to protect her. And I know everyone's like, that, oh, but that's, you know, one of his kid's mom. Well, she should have saw that moment when she hooked up with Jerome in mind. So we will be talking about that. And we will also be talking about Days of a Life and One Life to Live and stuff. So who will be coming back tomorrow?
Well, I'll be here.
Okay,
I'll be
and the only one, Tony, you cannot make it, right?
Yeah. Correct. I'm unavailable tomorrow.
Oh, that's okay. And, you know, people, one thing, I'm addicted to binge-watching. I figured this out the other day. I am waiting for all my primetime shows to get off air so I can, like, see, like, five or six at one at a time. I'm a binge-watcher. If anyone is a binge-watcher, it's okay. It's a good disease to have. It,
I'm too.
Yeah.
What about you, Tony?
Yeah, not much of a binge watcher except on Netflix. If I find something I like, I tend to just stay with it for a while, and I guess that's binge watching in a way.
Right. I'm kind of like the same thing, too, because I'm still in the middle of Full House and House of Cards with their current season. I'll probably resume that maybe later in the year because I just been busy that I couldn't just watch both of those seasons that in a day.
Well, yeah, and no, I made the mistake of seeing Full House in one day, and then I was sorry I did that because I want to know what happened on season two. So never been watched the thing until you know season like two or three is going to come out, and then watch one or two. That's how I think. But, okay, I need to get going because I'm going to lose my voice. And thank you guys for coming. And Maggie, we love you, and we hope you get better. And have a great night, you guys. And thank
right,
you
well,
again to Lynn Herring. Okay, bye, guys.
Tomorrow.
Good night.
Bye-bye.